You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow.
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it to you.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way because you are listening to the movie show.
This is car 50312. We have an emergency southbound of Alexander Street right now. I need backup! Bring me backup! He's dying!
Is your hand in my stomach?
Yeah. No, yes.
Thump.
He's out now.
No, just go.
Oh. Die.
Stand clear. Okay, Annie's with us again.
Hi, Ryan. Are you back? Are you alive, Ryan? How are you feeling? You good? I think Ryan just died for a few seconds, but he's back now, right?
Did someone forget the ring in my stomach?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I might have dropped an M&M in there as well.
Thanks. That'll come handy later on.
Just to find its way to your stomach, because it's probably like, I don't know, by your colon or something.
The worst thing would be is like in 3 months' time, I cough it up.
Oh! That's intense.
Where did that come from?
Sneeze it out. That's even worse.
I told you.
Okay, you're probably wondering what the hell is wrong with Ryan and
I. And if you've watched this movie, you don't think that I'm crazy.
No.
You're like,
you know,
oh,
exactly,
yeah,
what
that
we're
movie.
Doing right now.
Yeah.
Yes. So we're talking about Michael Bay's latest film, Ambulance.
And this movie was suggested to me by a movie show podcast watcher.
Mm-hmm. I even saw the comment on YouTube.
Yes.
They requested this film.
And that's what we did.
Review. So
that's exactly what we did. By the way, my name's Ryan.
My name's Sash. This is the movie show.
On Active FM.
Yeah. So, Ambulance is a 2022 action thriller directed by Michael Bay. Okay. So, we titled the show The Cheapest Michael Bay Film. I don't know if that's 100% true, but at the moment, it is one of his lowest budgets when making a film. And I honestly cannot believe that this was a low budget film. If you told me it was, in fact, while watching it, I was like, oh my word, this is insane. He literally, the reason Michael Bay made this film, he stays in LA and he was bored during the pandemic. I'm not even joking. And he was like, the moment he was able to step outside, he was like, come on, guys, we're shooting a movie. And this is the movie he shot. So he didn't have a very big budget for the film. Just to give you some details, this film's budget was $40 million US. 13 hours. I don't know if you remember that film with John Krasinski. Very good film. That film's budget was $69.4 million. Six Underground, which was a Netflix film with Ryan Reynolds, had $150 million US. And then Pearl Harbor, which was made in 2001, that budget was $140 million.
Wow.
So this film was $100 million less than what it cost him to make Pearl Harbor in the year 2001. That is insane.
And they made their money back by $11.7 million. Because that's what the box office was. And this was such a good film.
It was such a good
film. I'm actually so shocked that that it cost that much to make.
It's insane. Michael Bay did have quite a few tricks up his sleeve. So I heard, and he actually was quite proud of this fact. Like, he kept stating it like over and over again. But apparently he's learned his way as a director to basically like sweet talk like his way in and around situations. And he said a lot of like, because Michael Bay honestly is the greatest action film director of our time. He
definitely.
Is insane. So definitely. A lot of like cops and like soldiers and those like Navy people love his films and would love to be in his films. And apparently one day during filming, he noticed several patrol officers and three motorcycle cops. And he asked them, he was like, hey, do you guys want to star in my movie? And they were like, yeah, of course we do. So they agreed, obviously. And then he used the opportunity to sweet talk them into creating a rolling roadblock, allowing him to close the freeway for free. Instead of having to pay a fee, which would cost from about $350,000 to $400,000. So there he saved $400,000 just because he sweet-talked cops into being in his film and closed off a highway, which is not easily done.
That's crazy. I wonder if those cops got in trouble or anything like that.
I don't
know. No, they didn't. You know why? Because they were like, no, it was Michael Bay. And even there,
the main officer was like, oh, that's cool.
He was like,
also,
wow.
It was still during the lockdown. So they filmed this in like 2020. So like, it was still like lockdown. So he still said the highway, obviously there was traffic, but like it wasn't like up to full capacity type of thing.
It was like a minimal.
But that is brilliant, right?
That is crazy. That is,
I mean, Michael Bay. The fact that this movie was low budget, I'm inspired.
I would have never watched this film if I didn't see the name Michael Bay.
Yeah.
So this was a film I watched specifically because of Michael Bay. And Michael Bay's signature was all over it.
Oh, it was beautiful.
It was, and you know that this was like, I don't know if it was a rewrite or whatever, but
it was, yeah.
From the Danish,
yes,
Danish ambulance.
I think it was made in 2008. The first one,
I think,
of 2005. Yeah,
I tried to look for any footage or any info on the original, and I could not
find anything.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if he was like, "Nah, that's not how it should have been done. This is how it should have been done," and then did it. Yeah, I loved this film.
It was a cool film.
I was just like,
I didn't breathe the whole was the most anxious film of my life. I literally,
yes.
You know how films normally like they make you anxious and then you have like a little bit of a breather. There was nothing like that in this film.
I found this movie so beautifully balanced. Like just the whole situation, because number one, the way that he brought across that the police were like literally surrounding these guys, were like the bad guys. Didn't you feel almost like the police were like pit bulls? The way that they were being chased? And then, of course, what happens is the movie takes quite a couple of turns. You can almost pick up who's the, like what's the focal point of the film? Who's the bad guy? Who's the good guy? And, like, there's not really a bad guy because, you know, you kind of like the bad guy. You kind of want the bad guy to survive. And the cops are almost like the bad guys in this film. Like, as crazy as it is. Because, like, you like the guy, Will. You like Will. And the cops, in the back of your mind, you're like, no, please don't get arrested. Please let Will get away. And they're surrounding. They chase, like the cops come out of nowhere. And the way that scene right there. And immediately, you know, it's a Michael Bay thing because like even the gunshots, like, quah, 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 like the one part. And then at one point, the main guy, the LAPD guy that's like the controller of these pit bull police guys, eventually like he dies.
I was shocked when that happened, and I was upset when that happened. I was like,
where are you?
I was actually, you know what? I felt like the cops were doing their job, which we want the cops to do. And I felt like these two guys had just gotten themselves into a bad situation. It was a real, like, it was very realistic, actually. I didn't feel like the good guys in the bad, this is for me. Like, I didn't feel like it was good and evil type of thing. I felt like
That's what I'm saying.
It was, you didn't know what to do.
It was like this.
Yes.
It was sitting like this.
Honestly, while watching the film, I couldn't see a good ending. Like, honestly, I was like, this movie's going to end and it's going to suck. But amazingly enough, when I got to the end of the film, it actually was satisfying.
That's what I'm saying.
The whole time I was like, there's no way they can satisfy. This is horror. I was literally sitting there like, why are we watching? Why would they make a story like this? Like what's, but they actually did satisfy you in the end.
But when that guy dies, then it changes around. I don't know if you noticed. So then there's the FBI, whatever guy that takes over. And I don't know if you saw, there was an introduction of white police cars.
Yes.
And then it started like softening down. Yeah. They started backing up. And then they eventually, they pulled off their whole plan, the whole ambulance thing. You were like, yes, yes, yes. And then, of course, the bad guys changed because now it was the gang members.
Yeah.
And then they pulls a whole surprise. And then the whole scenario changes because now the brother becomes the bad guy, like really the bad guy.
He was always the bad guy. Let's be honest.
He was.
Jake Gyllenhaal was always
Because the whole time you're like,
no, dude. Like schizophrenic.
He was.
Yes, he's a good actor though. He did such a good job.
I don't know how many films I've seen of his.
He was in
It's been
Far
a handful.
He was Mysterio.
That's where I know him from. Yeah. So to see him like angry and losing his mind and all of that, for me, I was just like.
But then also 2 seconds later, he switches to like this extremely charismatic, outgoing dude. You're just like.
Yeah. The cop, save the cop. And then eventually like the cop's got to go. Dude, leave. Drop the gold. And then the whole switch.
No, it was very good. I loved the part where, so because they're chasing the ambulance, in the ambulance is the two, they actually, the bank robbers, a paramedic, who they've taken hostage, and then the cop that's been shot. But the cop that's been shot, they is now keeping them alive, because obviously the cops aren't gonna now, like, blow up the truck because there's two hostages involved and it's a cop. One of them's a cop. But then at one point they had to slow down because they are doing surgery on the road while driving.
That's crazy.
And then Jake's character says, this is going to be the slowest car chase in history. We're going to be driving 20 miles per hour.
Yes.
I was finished. And they actually did slow down. Literally, there was a car chase for like 20 miles per hour because
And notice they're trying to save the cop's life because otherwise they go down for murder.
Yes.
And in the process, like, all the other cops are getting killed.
Yes.
I was just like, but doesn't that cop count? I mean, isn't this your fault?
Oh, cops' lives matter.
What about that guy? What about that guy? And that guy over there. Oh, look. That guy's dead. That guy's definitely dead.
Shame. So one of the things I absolutely loved about this film, I think it was as the movie went on, like, I started liking more and more things. But the one thing I loved from the beginning was the drone shots. The drone shots were insane. I've never, ever in all my life seen shots like it was beautiful. And the whole process of behind the drone shots.
I was just like, Michael Bay, I love you.
That literally was Michael Bay 100%. But the whole process behind it. So basically the whole drone.
I felt like this was Transformers with humans.
Yes.
Like, literally.
Yes. So that whole, apparently, it's called FPV, which is first person view. It's a first person view drone. Basically, the controller wears VR headsets. So they're actually driving the drone, or right? They're kind of like
controlling.
They're controlling it, but they're in first person. Yeah. So it's like they have VR headsets and they can see exactly what
I don't think I'd be able to do that. I think my body would like go left.
Also get sick, you know, like throw up halfway.
Haven't you ever played
it?
TV games and you're like,
yes.
And then you like motion your hands.
And they stand still. That's the weird
part. He does. He just stands there like that.
And this dude, he was a 19-year-old.
Yeah.
90. So all of those drone shots, it's a 19-year-old.
He's worked with Michael Bay.
Oh, they did all of, he's a drone pilot, 19-year-old. But they were beautiful. They were beautiful.
You can see it. Even that was directed by Mark, because the movement of the, and you just
but
like,
also,
you just want
to
melt.
I think he had so much fun because Michael Bay, like, literally got him to do things like he was like, go through the explosion.
Yeah.
And he was like, what? I must go through or go under the car as the car. But even I know, so I watched, I don't know who the vlogger is. It's a YouTube vlogger who interviewed Michael Bay, Jake Gyllenhaal and Yaya, the guy that acted as well. And then he also then like spent time with the drone pilots, as well as, so that drone pilot is with a company and they obviously work together. So he spent time with like those guys, and the 19-year-old was actually saying that he flew the drone, or he fly, cause they actually do it for a living. Like they're like Olympic drone flyer people.
Yeah.
And he apparently flew it too fast. Michael Bay had to say to him, for cinema, I need you to slow down. That's how fast this guy flies this drone.
Yeah.
Like, he actually said to him, you need to slow down. And then he would watch it and then go, okay, cool, I need to. But the shots were insane.
Yeah.
They took the
bank
drone
robbery
inside.
Yeah.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
It's crazy. You're not, like, so much reacting to what's going on. Like, most of the time, especially as a cinematographer, you sit there and you're like, you're looking at the shot, like the guy's getting shot, whatever, but just like the sweep of,
Oh no, it was beautiful.
You're just like, oh man, what? Like, there was that part where, the cop just got shot and now the other cop finds him and there's like a drone that comes in and the cops are on the other side. The way the drone like flies over.
That's the thing, is they didn't just use the drone for like landscape shots.
Yeah, like high shots and
which
stuff.
Which they normally do in film. The drone was everywhere.
It's
the
so
drone
cinematic.
Was doing everything.
Michael Bay stuff is like you get cinematic. This is like ultra cinematic
and
stuff.
And this was a budget. When I heard them speak about low budget film in the interviews.
Here's 20 bucks. Thanks for helping us.
I was like, what? What do you mean low budget? This isn't low budget.
Yeah.
Did you watch this movie? This movie ain't low. This is beautiful.
No. And didn't Michael Bay say, like, no, he's like, He's not retiring, right? He was just retiring Transformers.
Yeah, yeah. But the Transformers went down.
But if I look at Ambulance, I'm like, dude, you need to do another Transformers film or something.
Yeah, he needs to with a drone.
But I have to be honest with you. For me, I felt like this was Transformers with real people.
Yeah.
With an ambulance.
I think what he likes doing, Michael Bay, is he likes making real stories.
Yeah.
So if I look at Pearl Harbor, brilliant movie, but it's based on a true story. 13 Hours, brilliant, based on true story. This Ambulance, I like how so a lot of the people said that if you look at war veterans, when they come back to like America, for example, often their lives are a complete mess and they don't get any help from like the government or the military or anyone. And they literally put their lives on the line. They put their families on the line. They put everything on their line for their country. And now the insurance won't pay out for his wife to receive this, test treatment for her cancer. Like, I think a lot, they said this story is it's sad. It's a story of a lot of war veterans in America. And I think Michael Bay almost resonates with those type of stories. Mm. And I think he wants to tell them because, like, you can see his passion that's involved in the project. And I think that's also why it felt so realistic because it was like a real, like, this could have happened. This could have actually been a real life story from start to finish.
Well, it kind of puts you in the shoes of Will.
Yeah.
You sort of think to yourself, well, what would you do? Okay, I wouldn't rob a bank, but like...
But like if you needed
his
the money...
His desperation. And obviously, and even within that, he was going to his brother. He's like, man, just give me a driver job. Just give me something small. Yeah. Just something. And even he was like really resisting. You're like, what? No, dude, you crazy. No, what? And then the next minute he found himself there. Busy,
just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Busy robbing the bank. And yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
sure. I would love to watch this film in like
cinema.
Like an IMAX or something like that.
Yeah, I must be honest. After watching the interviews and that, I was like, I wish I watched. It doesn't happen often. That doesn't happen often for me. But I was like, I wish I'd watched this in cinema. This would have been a beautiful experience.
Yeah.
Especially in like an IMAX or something like that where the sound and it would have been. Yeah. Another favorite scene of mine was the singing scene.
Oh, yeah.
That was so. In fact, I watched an interview.
That's a Michael Bay thing as well.
But Jake, actually, he was the one who suggested it to Michael.
Oh, is it?
Because he said, like, he really wanted the brotherly relationship to come across.
Yeah.
So he wanted them to, like, remember back to, like, an old memory or an old song that they both love and they used to sing. Mm. And Michael Bay often said that, like, often the ideas would come and he'd be like, that's such a dumb idea.
Yeah.
But he said often the dumb ideas are what, like, really, really works.
They work out really
so
great.
That I was finished. Mm. Like, and it was brilliant because you're so tense the whole time because the whole movie is a car chase. Literally, the whole film's a car chase. That's literally for 2 hours you're watching a car chase.
It's almost like Speed.
So you're just like, you're like on edge and you're tense. And that moment, even though nothing's else, the situation hasn't changed.
And it even cuts back to,
when it cuts back to her, cause then the music's
and
gone
they're singing
and you just
loud.
Hear them singing. Oh, yeah, it was brilliant. Yeah. I loved that moment.
I know I've often seen stuff like that he did in Transformers as well, where it would cut back, especially
his humor.
Yeah. There is a lot of that within the film as well. So there's the action with the bit of humor as well. So,
No, it's very brilliant. And then also another thing I loved, and this apparently was improv from Yaya's side, was you know when the surgery was intense. That was when he's whatever, I don't know what.
And
burst,
he woke up.
And then he punched him back to sleep. That was Yaya's idea.
What do you do?
That was his idea,
what
though.
What do you do?
That was improv from the actor's side.
You wake up and...
He's like, are your hands? And then later on, were your hands in my gut?
Yeah. By the way, you know, towards the end, when they discover the partner's gun.
Yes.
I knew that was going to happen.
Oh, really?
Because I noticed right in the beginning when they had, I saw him actually put the gun. I'm like, that's going to show up later, isn't it?
Oh, that's true, actually. Now that you mentioned
it. I saw when
he
placed it, I was like, that's going to show up.
That's going
to
show up.
And then
you
saw it, I'm like, yeah, there's the gun. There you go. But now she wants to be an action. But anyway.
When she's,
what else would you do as well?
I was just like, no!
I was like, yes!
No!
controversial.
What?
That's what really would it. No, I'm joking. I wasn't thinking that.
Yeah, no. And then, yeah. So Captain Monroe was the guy that died. I was actually sad when he died, but he had a dog called Nitro, and yeah. Apparently that dog belongs to Michael Bay. That's Michael Bay's dog.
I'm sure I've seen it.
That is his
now that
dog
you say
right
that,
there.
I'm sure I've seen an interview or something. With
the other thing that I loved about this film was the music. The music was insane, especially, I don't know if you heard this, Ryan, but there was a, you know the song California Dreaming?
Mm-hmm.
There was a, did you hear the rendition in it?
Rings a bell, eh?
It was, I was like, no, no, it's not that, it's that song. It was,
you were listening to the music.
Yeah, I was listening to the music. I was listening to the music.
I was just looking at the shots.
It was during, you know when they it's just before the part where they drive in oncoming traffic.
Mm-hmm.
That
does ring a bell.
It was brilliant. I love that part. Yeah. So it was just insane. Also, so the helicopter chase sequence in the Los Angeles River, that was not in the script, apparently.
Was there anything else you thought of when you saw that river piece?
Greece.
No. Oh, okay. I was thinking Corridor Crew.
Oh, really?
Because they're like literally just...
Oh, flip.
I actually wonder if they knew that Michael Bay was shooting
was
there
shooting
or
there,
anything
yeah.
like that. I was just like, Corridor Crew, Corridor... I was just looking... I think it's like a blue... Am I right? Like a blue painted...
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, Corridor Crew, Corridor Crew, Corridor
but
Crew.
But it is quite a... It is... I even think they've used it in like in time
that's
and
LA.
Stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
All over. That, so it's, that, yeah. And you know, I looked on the map at that piece... Now, I do stand to be corrected for those, for our LA listeners or those who have been there. It's that specific like concrete piece.
Mm.
It's not a very big length. It's like literally a section.
Yeah.
So like, I mean, that was used in Grease, you know, the movie Grease. Like there's so many films. The minute you see that, you're like, yep, Los Angeles.
Yeah, LA. LA, the are. LA River.
Yeah.
So this whole scene, right, is not in the script. Michael Bay came up with the idea over the weekend after two helicopters became available for use. The scene was shot in 2.5 hours. That's insane. The scene was shot in 2.5 hours with the help of helicopter pilot Fred North. And instead of hiring stuntmen for the sequence, Jake Gyllenhaal was actually hanging off the side of the ambulance door and shooting at the helicopters himself with Yahya Abdul-Mateen II. That's well. He was driving. And surprised by the sudden and speedy filming of the scene, Abdul actually live streamed the event to his friend while he was driving.
Serious?
Yeah. But wow. That was literally like Michael Bay just going, yo guys, yeah. We're doing this. And yeah. Then that's know, Michael Bay for you.
I know I saw in an interview with Michael Bay, he said like in a day that he like shot like he does. He shoots very quickly.
Yeah.
Like 90 shots. So he does. He goes very quick. In the interview, you know, seeing how he thinks and how he talks, you can see that he's someone who knows exactly what he wants.
Yeah.
So you can see he's like, given that, okay, we're going to film it like this. We're going to, and especially where the helicopters were flying under the bridge.
Oh.
I was like, is that real? Can you do that? And then when I saw in the behind the scenes, I was like,
yeah, it was insane.
They really,
and Michael Bay does everything.
And think about it. They're filming it in 2.5 hours, which means there wasn't like a safety talk behind before that. Maybe a bit of a safety talk, but it wasn't like, okay, how are we going to do this the best? Okay, maybe we should shoot the first heli. Mm. No, they were just like, okay, we want you to helicopter under the bridge. Ambulance, did it go? Okay, can we
and
go?
And they won't say it's just two actors.
Action.
It's not even a stunt double. It's two actors. It was stunt. But also, Michael Bay said, I think the reason he can get away with all of this is he said he knows physics.
Mm.
And I think that helps because, like, he understands what will happen, et cetera, et cetera.
Wow.
So he's the best action film director for a reason because he actually. He understands.
He talks the pilot's language probably
yeah,
as well.
Exactly.
So you'll say, look, I understand what can we do? If you give it a bit of a gap and make sure. Because, I mean, I don't know if you saw how loose those helicopters were flying. They weren't flying nice and neat.
No, no.
They were.
It wasn't the usual, like, helicopter in a film.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Those were actual pilots that were flying.
The only thing that I didn't get was Danny, which was played by Jake. They spoke about his background as being someone who understands police Tactics,
yeah.
And I didn't get that. I was still wondering, like, really, did he? Because apparently went to college with them.
FBI, yeah.
Yeah, with them.
I think this is the type of movie you have to watch again. There's so much action involved that I think sometimes you miss things. And Michael Bay moves fast. He doesn't really like sit on a point, if I could put it like that. So he's like, it's a fast paced film. So you can like miss something. So I think like watching it a second time will like help you. Oh, okay, that's what happened, and, like, and you'll notice things now because yeah.
Have you seen this actor? Is it Martinez?
Was he the
puppy?
The gangster.
Yeah. Do you know that he plays in soapies?
Really?
Bold and the Beautiful.
Oh wow!
Days of Our Lives. I'm like, what kind of guy is this? But he was.
He's very good.
Super aggressive. No, he loved him.
So. Also, the other thing I love about Michael Bay actually is how he, in all the behind the scenes footage, he's holding a camera. Like Michael Bay.
I've always seen that with him.
And he said apparently like the companies or like, cause obviously like you're supposed to have camera people, blah, 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 but now your director's like grabbing a camera. Mm. And obviously he still has other camera operators, but he's often working with them. And it's obviously because he knows what he wants. And sometimes, you know, in the action, you don't have 10 takes, there's one explosion and you know, you either get it or you don't. So I think but that's also very cool. But also because of the limited space inside the ambulance, sometimes Jake Gyllenhaal would have to hold the camera in a couple of takes.
This sounds like a low budget film.
It is a low budget film, right?
This sounds crazy. It's cool. This really sounds like what are we doing this week?
It's literally, he was bored during the pandemic and he was like, I need to shoot
something.
And
did you see like, can I tell you what makes it even more crazy? Watch a sequence, count the amount of repeated shots. There's like none.
No.
Like count all the angles that he gets something from. And we're hearing that most of them are like one takes.
Yeah. It's insane.
Like it's a whole lot of different angles.
And you know,
they're
only filmed, how many days do you think it took?
I think it was like 39 or something
like that. It was 38 days.
38 days.
38 days.
Like just a month. Oh, what are we doing
for a 2-hour action film?
What did you do last month? Oh, we shot a film.
What? Yeah.
And it's a very well-known film as well, like Ambulance.
It's insane.
That's crazy.
The closing credits also, so the movie is 2 hours and 16 minutes. The closing credits lasts about 2 minutes, making them one of the shortest end credits in recent cinematic history. Obviously because it was low budget, first of all. But second of all, that means they made a 2-hour-and-14 film in 38 days for $40 million.
Do you think Michael Bay's like, how do I put this? You know, while they're filming, he's like, you know, the energy levels are very.
What do you mean? I think he there's a lot of energy.
Like, get it right, you know.
I don't know if he's like screaming his head off on set type of thing, but I think he respects actors. That he respects what they have to do and he like passes on energy type of things. So he's constantly like pushing.
Can you imagine for the drone boy? Yes, Mr. Bay.
Because I know even in the one scene, you know, there's the one scene where that guy that's just after they've blown up all the gangsters and then the guy is hanging out of the windscreen.
Yeah.
So apparently Michael Bay was like telling Jake, talk to him. That's why Jake's like, dude, what are you doing in the car? This is him punching while he's punching him to get out the car.
I was shocked that the guy was still alive. I'm like, he's still alive.
And he was really hanging out the car.
Yeah.
In behind the scenes
no
footage.
Cable ties.
No cable ties.
He's
nothing.
Like, just hold on tight, real dude. Okay. We've got 15 minutes to shoot this. So
just hang on. You'll be out of here in like
a few
Mr. minutes.
Bay. Yes, Mr. Bay.
Apparently Dylan O'Brien, you know, from Maze Runner.
Yes.
He was originally cast as Will, but he had to drop out of the project due to scheduling conflicts. But I thought that was actually pretty interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that Mr. Bay was not quite keen on Yaya playing
Will.
Because it was originally supposed to be like two blood brothers. If I
that's
that
obviously why.
And then he wrote in the whole adoption. The beginning scenes. And
it doesn't look like your brother.
The whole reason. It was good. This film was so beautifully bad. You know, when I talk about a good film, and I had the same experience, I went to bed smiling. I'm like, what a good film. You don't feel like part of the action. Yeah. Just the way that he does everything.
No, it's very, yeah. It's very good.
Yeah. I feel like this is not, have you watched Ambulance? Have you watched Michael Bay's latest film?
Yeah. You know, yes.
This is definitely a Michael Bay thing.
The cool thing is also he actually has, he referenced a lot of his previous films in this film.
Mm.
So the first is William Sharp, is named after Colonel Willie Sharp in Armageddon, which was 1998, which Michael Bay directed.
Oh.
Then Officer Mark advises Officer Zach to ask a bank teller for a date through a movie quote from The Rock, which was a 1996 film.
Oh.
And then before starting a gunfight, Danny, who's played by Jake Gyllenhaal, and Will, who's played by Yaya, discuss the idea of simultaneously turning left to shoot.
I love that.
Right? This is similar to a moment in Pearl Harbor 2001 where Rafe, Ben Affleck, and Danny Josh Harnett discuss turning their planes to the left to confuse Japanese pilots in a game of chicken. And then the ambulance gets colored lime green. That was so weird.
I was just like, no.
I was like, what? Which was the color scheme worn by the medical vehicle or Autobot Ratchet in the Transformers film.
Yeah,
And then this was so cool. The orchestral music over the titles at the end of the film comes from 13 Hours, 2016. So they reused that
piece
of music.
So you can, sort of just like...
Yeah,
we'll just...
Yeah, use that. I like that song.
Yeah.
I think I recognize it. I must be quite
honest. I bought the rights to that song. That song's mine.
That one's mine.
We're going to use it again.
Yeah. This is crazy. Do you know Amber Heard was considered for the role of Cam Thompson?
Yeah, but she had a scheduling.
Yeah, she had a little bit of a scheduling conflict, you know, just a tad.
Yeah, well, I'm glad, Mr. Bay, that you didn't use her.
Yeah.
Because
it would have harmed the film.
It would have hurt the film. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. So just to give you... Maybe you're like, Michael Bay, who's that? Well, we probably should have done this in the beginning. But these are the other films that Michael Bay has directed. Now, Michael Bay's a director and a producer. So he's produced many films. In fact, he produced A Quiet Place.
Ninja Turtles was also produced.
Yes, also. But these are the films that he's directed. As in, these are his directed films. 1995, he directed Bad Boys. 1996, he directed The Rock. Okay, wait. Have you watched Bad Boys?
Yes.
It was with Will Smith. I personally haven't watched it. The Rock?
I think so.
I haven't watched that one.
I might have. Maybe when I see the cover.
Armageddon?
Yeah.
I haven't watched Armageddon.
Yeah, it's good.
I must watch it. Pearl Harbor I've watched.
Yeah.
And then Bad Boys 2.
Yeah.
2003.
Yeah,
I haven't watched that. The Island we watched. That was with Scarlett Johansson.
So he did Bad Boys?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
No jokes, eh?
And then
Six Underground as well.
Yes, he did Transformers, Transformers Revenge of the Fallen,
Transformers
Dark of the Moon.
And also Transformers.
Age of Extinction.
And then Transformers.
I'm going in chronological order, Aaron. Can you please, let me get there? Then in 2013, he did Pain and Gain.
What?
Pain and Gain.
Okay, no, I haven't seen that.
That's with Mark Wahlberg. I actually want to watch it.
Oh.
And then he did Transformers, Age of Extinction in 2014.
Mark Wahlberg is one of...
yes, because he's also
favorites.
In Transformers, yeah. And then in 2016, he did 13 Hours, which was with John Krasinski.
Yeah, we did
2017,
that one.
Transformers The Last Night. The last film was Six Underground. I remember what... I feel like I need to watch Six Underground again.
So... Six Underground.
It was with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, I
remember not enjoying it.
Is it a movie or series? I also remember not enjoying
it. Yeah, that was a movie.
I think it was very much related to the language. That's what I remember about this film.
But I mean, this film had language.
Yeah, it was hectic, eh?
I think it's a Michael Bay thing, though, because even if you watch
even in his interviews,
yeah.
I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, no, stop. No.
Yeah. Woo! I watched interviews that had the beeps, so I got lucky. Okay, what I didn't like about the film was how anxious it made me feel. That
really?
Was like the old house.
Loved it.
But at the end, it was worth it in the end, if I could put it like that, because by the end of the film, you're like, okay. But I didn't like the gay marriage. I feel like everyone's doing it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know why he did it. I wonder why he did that, though.
Yeah, like...
Do you think that was a, society,
but
social...
But it's stupid for me,
Yeah.
Seriously, do we all have to... Do you understand what I'm saying? Can we not just make a movie and leave society out of it?
It didn't even add to his character.
It didn't. In fact, it didn't do anything for his character.
Because you're sort of like, okay, what is this guy going to do?
So they paid that other actor and that therapist for nothing. They could have saved two salaries worth of money.
Exactly.
Could have been cheaper. $38 million. Yeah. Okay, I don't know if they get $1 million. Yeah, I don't think they get $1 million. But yeah. And then the other thing, which, okay, this is not something I didn't like. This is just something interesting. So do you know that removing the bullet at all cost is a Hollywood myth and does not help a gunshot wound injury apart from potentially worsening the bleed if not done in the proper setting?
That's why after they just clipped the thing, I'm just like...
Yeah, that was like...
Is he not going to bleed to death? And then, was that the shot where she was like, where's the blood coming from? Where's the blood coming from?
No, that was before. That's when she...
So she... That thing, and then he was still bleeding.
I think she closed the artery, and then it was kind of like
that was.
But does that mean the clip's inside of him?
Yeah, that's what I kept thinking the whole time. Like this big hair clip. I'm like, because you can't squeeze it back in. I think they just put bandage. Didn't you see? I just saw the bandage after that, and everything was just fine. I was just like, nah, dude.
Yeah, like, this dude's not survived. Everything is fine.
This guy's spleen. Do you know the straight? The minute that thing popped, I was just.
I was so glad I was not eating at that moment.
Immediately, I'm like, minimize quickly. Spleen uses. I'm like, separate the blood cells with it. I'm like, yeah, you could probably do without that.
Oh, okay.
Just stop the bleeding. All right, great.
Yeah, but apparently, so guys, if you ever get shot, you do not need to remove the bullet.
And if you're in an ambulance and you're driving 20 miles an hour, you'll be fine. Just don't have two angry people or any intense intensity.
But it was a very, my favorite thing still to this day is the drone shots. That's my ultimate favorite. Like, I love the drone shots. I think that was, like, even in my anxiety, I was just like, okay, but the drone shots are cool.
And don't you feel that Michael Bay's use of cars seemed to be very similar?
Yeah.
It's like that black, like, monster V8 type of thing. I was just waiting for the cop cars to transform. That would have just topped the movie even better. I would have been like...
For Optimus Prime to come out.
Yeah, so... Cut the language, like, you know, all the swearing, and then make one or two cop cars transform.
There we go.
And then this would have been the perfect film.
But it's very, even the way it starts, it's got a very strong start.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It was just so, it was beautiful.
It was.
I loved this film.
It was very nice.
I really did, besides the swearing, but I loved this film.
I must be honest though, if I had to watch it again, I'd have to mentally prepare myself to watch it again. It's not just something you can like, it's not one of those things.
No, I was loving it. I can't tell you, this is why.
You're an action junkie.
I discovered that I'm an action junkie.
You're an action
because
junkie.
Because I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. When action breaks out in a film, like, e.g., when we watched, what was the Marvel movie with Chi?
Oh, Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi. Wait, that train sequence. That was me, like, with I was just like, that guy's like all action junkies. If you haven't watched this film, Ambulance.
No, it's a very good film.
You have to watch it.
I don't think it did that well. Look, honestly though, when I watched the trailer, I wasn't like, I want to go watch that. Like, do you understand what I'm saying? Like, it took me a request to watch it.
I still haven't watched the trailer.
I think, I don't know.
I'm still doing that thing.
Were you not watching?
Like, my wife was like, what's it about? I'm like, I don't know. I don't. But I heard the language is horrible.
I think I saw the trailer in cinemas. Because I never went and actually searched it. I think I saw it in cinemas. And that's how I knew about the film. And I think maybe... I remember not enjoying Six Underground 100%. So I think maybe like that's almost, because that was Michael Bay's last film type of thing. So you know how that almost like interferes with like his next piece of work. But you know what I honestly love about this film and even the film that we did last week, Everything Everywhere All at Once, is they were low budget films and yet they are beautiful. Mm. Honestly, they are so good. They are better than some films that used triple the amount of money to make. And these ones are better.
I think this really just adds on our point from what we said in our last film.
You don't need
a lot of money to
make
a good film.
They're just paying dramatic fees for like the actor to stay in nice houses.
And to eat good, glorious food.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with the good food.
But you can get
good
food.
But I mean, McDonald's is like, I mean... Steers, for those who don't know.
Okay, Steers is a bit
Steers
better.
Steers is wonderful.
Nando's is good.
And I'm sure they've got salads. I'm sure Steers serve salads, so it's healthier as well. Plus, you know, meat, you get a good lot of protein. You know, protein's good. And there's tomatoes and gherkins on the Steers.
Now we know Ryan's diet.
I love Steers. Guys, Steers. Buy me Steers for my birthday.
Actually, I haven't had
happy.
Steers in ages.
Yeah, I had Steers the other day. It was wonderful.
There you go.
So next time I'm going to watch Eat Steers, I'm going to watch Steers and and eat a Michael Bay movie.
Ah, there we go.
Yeah, but guys, comment below.
Yes, let us know what you want us to do next.
We've actually got a lineup for the next 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
The next two films that we're going to watch. But if you've got another
film. The one
film,
has Mark Wahlberg in it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I must say, I think I'm a fan of Mark
yeah,
Wahlberg.
Yeah, no, he's very good. I like him.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, because I've seen him in both sides. Like yeah. The gentle guy and then I've seen the action and
honestly I loved his Transformers films. I loved the films with Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, because he was like dad.
Yeah, I think I like them more than the first few, which is very odd. Normally you like Pirates are, that's always the first like three that I love. Then as the series went on, or film series with Transformers, I loved it when Mark Wahlberg joined.
I watched the first one, I think I watched the second one, Transformers, so I think I'm gonna go home and watch the next one.
The next
because
one.
If you've got Prime Video, all the Transformers are there.
There you go. There you have it. Yeah. So this has been The Movie Show.
On your favorite ORSPS.
And we're signing out.
Cheers.
Peace.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.